What's up, world, and welcome to another edition of No Hooks, part of the Hip Hop Chronicles here at WEAA 88.9 FM in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Jared Ball. My partner and colleague here, Dr. David Barney, is in the building. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Happy Malcolm X.
Happy Malcolm X birthday. And on the other side of the glass is always DJ Mike Nice, the super producer, making sure everything sounds as it's supposed to. And joining us for this special edition of No Hooks is someone I've become a big fan, or a bigger fan of, I should say that, over the last couple of years, and who also greeted us off the top with a happy Malcolm X birthday, Miss Amanda Seals. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, of course, Amanda Seals is... many of you will know her, will remember her, will recognize her, or watch her routinely already. She's been on VH1, BET. She's a scholar. She's been on MTV and Al Jazeera. But what we are inviting her here for, you can find out more at AmandaSeals.com. But we have invited her for this segment of No Hooks to talk about her program, Things I Learned This Week, which is one of my favorite weekly web TV series. And the most recent episode was a tribute to Baltimore. So, Amanda, first of all, thank you very much for joining us again, and thank you for the work you do with Things I Learned This Week. If you would, just quickly tell us what Things I Learned This Week is, and then talk to us about what you did for your Baltimore tribute.
So, Things I Learned This Week is a web series that I created because I felt like there wasn't anything using humor and intellect to specifically speak to, like, issues that affect and that are of interest to the Black community. Mm-hmm. And so we use sketch and we use commentary, and we use a what we call a very fine balance of levity and gravitas to speak on the things that affect us. And our tagline is, they make the news, we make it blackerate.
Right. Mm. Blackerate.
And so, you know, we are confined by time restraints because, you know, the web is, you know, for all intents and purposes, considered a very minimal attention span venue.
Right.
So we try to make the most of our 6 to 7 minutes. And for our Baltimore special, you know, it was really interesting because we knew we had to talk about the protest. But it was like, there's no way we can just talk about the protest. Like, there's just so many elements that need to be talked about when it comes to Baltimore, because I personally feel like this is a very seminal moment. And, you know, and that's expressed throughout the episode with not only addressing the protest, with not only addressing the ridiculous media coverage, mm-hmm. with not only addressing Marilyn Mosby and her... with movement.
And you do a good Marilyn Mosby. Can I just shout you out for that?
I need to hear that.
That was hilarious.
Listen, her husband, Councilman Mosby, tagged her on the video. And then told me on Twitter, you know, that it was hilarious.
It was, because you were like, charge. And you're right, because what you do, it also works in the classroom. I use a lot of your stuff. I continue to in the classroom. And your point about the brevity and the quick hitting and the keeping the attention of college age students, yeah. particularly a lot of Black youth who come from these communities in Baltimore that were the subject of all this nonsense. They were really loving what you were doing, and I think you got an expanded fan base this semester. Yeah.
I really appreciate that, because that's who we're talking to. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Of course, we extend all the way up to 45-year-olds, you know, mm-hmm. but really it's really about engaging everybody. And I feel like so often we just act like, oh, the youth ain't interested, or, you know, they doing their own thing. But we're all in this. And one thing I was going to say about the Baltimore episode is I had edited the whole episode, and then I realized that there was no joy in the episode. And I realized that that was a gross misrepresentation of the city. And I went back and had to add in those interstitials that show the community coming together, you know, in
right.
different ways, you know, that show the community, you know, roller skating and walking through with the marching band and cleaning up. And I feel like, you know, we so often get caught up in, you know, the negative and the violence that's happening that actually, in my opinion, needed to happen. But there's a balance that takes
place.
That's
what I'm talking about. I hope people heard that right there.
Balance?
That's what I'm talking about. I hope you heard that little piece you just slipped right in there. And I'm and I'm calling it out. I love it. Because that's one of the things
that... the media doesn't do shit. You know, they don't want to say shit. Okay, well, they don't want to say shit. That's why I created this.
But what we're going to do...
We're not syndicated yet.
No, we're not syndicated. But what we're going to do... Look, as I predicted, this is not something we can just do in one quick 5 minutes. So we're going to ask Amanda Seals to stick around for one more segment, if you can do that for us. And come back with much more here on WEAA's Hip Hop Chronicles. No Hooks. I'm Jared Ball for David Barney and Mike Nice. Stick around. 8446-HIP-HOP is the number if you want to be heard. 8446-HIP-HOP. We'll catch you in a minute. Be back. WEAA 88.9 FM, No Hooks, Hip Hop Chronicles. Peace, everybody.